My final guest before we go is another of the Queen's Birthday Honours recipients. Andy Barber from Nelson is a newly honoured QSM. He's used his love of karate to serve his home community of Nelson. Andy spent most of his life involved with Sado Karate. He's used the martial art to develop programs for unemployed people and to fundraise for those in need. He's an 8th Dan Black Belt in World Sado Karate, which I will have to get him to explain, but I'm pretty sure it's quite impressive and that, in fact, only a few people in the world hold that rank. Andy Barber is in New York at the moment. Hi, Andy.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
How's the weather there?
It's actually sunny. It's great. I'm looking forward to going out in it. Now, are you having a pretty good day?
Yes, I am. It's wet and warm here, but I'm at the 40th anniversary of World Sado Karate here in Purchase, New York, which is about 40 minutes out of Manhattan. And we've had four wonderful days of seminars and teachings and get-togethers. It's great. Great to see everybody from all over the world again.
And have you told everyone there you've just got a Queen's Service Medal?
Well, I've told a few Kiwis and they're trying to buy me beer, which is good.
Well, right after this, you should let them. I know I read somewhere that Muhammad Ali was one of your heroes, and so it must be a pretty sobering weekend to be in New York with that news coming through.
It is, it is. And a lot of my friends are African-Americans and they're all pretty down on the mouth about it, but it wasn't unexpected. He's been sick for a long time, but he's certainly a hero to the African-American community here.
Now, you got into karate in the 1960s, which is cool, and I imagine not that many people in New Zealand were doing it then. How did that happen?
I started off watching Emma Peel on The Avengers, and in those days, karate was, you said karate, it was like people thought you were talking about a new Chinese restaurant down the block, but I was into wrestling and I was really interested in the Asian lifestyle. One of my friends said, why don't you try this class? And along I went and here I am. I never stopped.
Well, you eventually went to Japan to train, right, when you were still quite young?
Yeah, as a teenager I went to Japan for 5 months And I was one of the first guardians or foreigners at this particular dojo, which was had its pluses and minuses because obviously there's a big punching bag. And, but anyway, I don't regret the experience now and I survived. So it was good. I'm pleased I did it.
Well, you're very accomplished. I read that only one person in the world ranks higher than you in Sado Karate, which is your teacher, I think.
Yeah, I'm here with my teacher, Kaisha Nakamura, and there are other people the same rank as me, four other people the same rank as me, but we're the highest in the world, and it's sort of very humbling that we're being treated really well, and acknowledged for our 50 years plus experience, really. It's a privilege and a pleasure.
So then what happened? I think you were still quite young when you decided you were going to buy a venue in Nelson and turn it into a place where people in the community could learn karate, and then that's something that you've been doing for decades now and for thousands of people.
I went to Japan in 1967 for some months, and then I was originally from Wellington, and then I moved to Christchurch for my company, which was a publishing company. And then I met my present teacher, and I decided that that was my sort of calling, if you like. But I moved to Nelson because it was a beautiful town for my family, small kids, and didn't have a karate school. And I bought an old factory church and converted it into the dojo that it is today. So I've actually been in Nelson teaching karate for 42 years.
Wow, in that time, you know, thousands of people have gone through your school. What is it about karate that you think works to kind of give people a purpose and help them hone some things about their lives?
Well, we use the body as a vehicle, by using the body you get to sort of know yourself and face yourself. And the basic thing about karate is at its most basic, is self-defense, and just defend yourself. You've got to feel good about yourself. If you don't feel good about yourself, you've got nothing to defend. So basically it's about working on yourself, your body, and through your body you get to understand your mind and maybe drop off a few prejudices, judgments against yourself, realize that you know, we're more alike as people than we are unalike. So just do your best and life's short and get on with it. And we're very proud of our success through our government programs, first of all, TOPS access programs, and just turning people's life around. And people with a history of failure, they can come along and after a few classes feel that they're really achieving. And through that achievement, they can take that on to other areas in their life. And one of the things that I'm really proud of is when people reconcile with their families.
Because you have had government contracts for, in particular, for unemployed people to learn karate and life skills. Have you seen people kind of go at life with a renewed sense of purpose after they go through one of those courses?
For sure. And it's sort of, as I say, just sort of having, building up confidence and self-esteem, and you know, they're realizing the birthright of karate, or the birthright of us all, is to be able to defend ourselves. And that doesn't mean just in self-defense, but that means in sort of sticking up for yourself, whether you are sick or going to wins or applying for a job. Just sort of try and be the best you can, you know. And one person attacks you, or two people attack you, do your best.
And
one problem, two problems, just do your best.
You've raised a lot of money for local families in need as well in Nelson. I think I read $100,000 through sponsorships and karate tournaments and other events that you've raised since the late 80s. That's pretty incredible.
Well, you know, I think one of the main things about our practice is you learn to take care of yourself. If you're strong enough to take care of yourself, well, the next step is taking care of your others. And that means being more generous, you know, being more outgoing, if you're more generous, and understand yourself, you grow more. And just being, karate means open hand, which means being free. You know, open yourself and be more free to yourself and others. And I'm very proud that we can reach out to others in the Nelson community. And And, you know, we sponsor a lot of people that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford to train new arrivals in Nelson. And, I really believe that everybody can benefit from this wonderful martial art, you know. Can I just say that when I say martial arts, I mean traditional martial arts. I'm not just talking about UFC or cage fighting. Sometimes in the media we hear the martial arts, well, cage fighting is described as a martial art. And I find that quite offensive. Traditional martial arts are about cultivation of character.
So you're talking about the discipline and self-control and that sort of thing?
Discipline, self-control, and bringing out the best in each other, you know.
Yeah.
Yourself. Like, it's not about sort of annihilating or eliminating somebody else. It's about sort of working on your own ego and being able to better yourself, not just in karate, but in all areas of life.
Have you seen how it's kept refining you over the years? Do you still notice things about yourself that have changed through practice in karate?
Oh, yeah, I've got a long way to go yet. it's an ongoing practice, and it's the process, not the goal. You know, it's the, you know, the art of sort of actually doing it. Like, we can never say we've achieved it or graduated. We're continually, it's an ongoing practice where we continually try to polish ourselves up every day, like, no quit, you know. Try and be a better person today than you were yesterday. And, you know, years ago we had the privilege of looking after the Dalai Lama when he came to Nelson, and I heard the Dalai Lama say the basis of all practices, the basis of all religions is try not to try to help somebody every day. If you can't do that, don't do anybody any harm. And that's my philosophy.
That's wonderful. And in fact, we've had one of, I assume one of your students or former students text in and say, Hanshi Andy is a wonderful human being. We love him. Congratulations to him for this award. So thanks, whoever it was who texted that in. And thanks, Andy, for your time today. Now you go and let the New Zealanders at the World Sado Karate Conference buy you some beers and enjoy your day.
Thank you very much.
That's Andy Barber of Nelson, who is a newly honoured QSM for his services to karate and his community. I was told off earlier for referring to people as newly minted, as though they were 50-cent pieces, for which I apologise.